Share number 24, we are now going to start Perek Beis of Shara Bitochin. In Perek Aleph, we defined what Bitochin is, and now we are going to explain the seven ways that man's reliance is earned. We will end up seeing that Hashem is the only one who possesses all seven aspects necessary to achieve full reliance, leaving us with the ability to perform a powerful reliance and bitachin only in Hashem. So the Chayves HaLevavos begins Perek Beis Vagarmim Shebiglalom Hayo Efsher Lo Adam Livtoyach Bivnei Adam Acherim. What are the conditions that because of them or through them, or that if they're met, a person would be able to rely on someone else? And of course, this is going to apply not only to someone else, but Hashem as well. But he's putting it into the human reliance on another human. Haim Shiva. There are seven conditions that a person needs to have met before full reliance could be achieved. Hagoyrem harishon hu. The first condition is harachamim, the mercy, the compassion, ha'ava, the love, v'achemlon, the care. Because when a person is able to see, to feel that his friend loves and cares for him, and is compassionate towards him, he begins to rely on him. And his heart relies on him that he'll fulfill all of his bakashos, everything that he needs, anything that he's bothering him with. But he knows that this fellow has compassion, love, and care for him. So when he realizes that and he experiences his friend's emotions and feelings for him, he slowly but surely starts relying on him for his needs. Hagarim Hashenihu, what's the second condition that needs to be met? Shehumakir is chaveroi, that he recognizes in his provider, his friend, Shemachmas ohavosei, that due to his love, loy rak shehu loy meisiach es daitim imanu, not only does he not stop thinking about him, v'loy misatzel emale es mishaloisov, and he is never lazy about fulfilling the requests, elhu gam mishtadel umachlil asaisam, but the person actually is active in looking and trying to fulfill the needs. Ki kol oid shezeloi boru loy mitzad chaveroi, because calls man that this is not clear, that this person, your friend, you're relying on the provider, is doing this, ein loy bitachin male, you cannot fully rely on him. He may love you, but if he's not actively looking, thinking about you, and active in granting your needs, and is not in tune with your needs at all times, so then, sometimes he's not paying attention to my needs. So how could I rely on him? And sometimes he's lazy about doing what I want. When a person has clear, the person he's relying on has these two conditions that we've said so far. Number one, he has tremendous compassion for him. And not only that, he's actively and constantly involved in all aspects of my life. That's someone that I could rely on. Hagoyram hashlishihu. What is the third condition? Shechaveroi chazak. The provider that I'm relying on has to be strong. V'efshur l'natzeach oisoi b'mashu chafetz. And if he wants to do something, no one could stop him. V'afechad einu yochol imnoya oisoi l'lamaleis b'akoshas misha b'teach boi. And therefore, if I need something and he wants to fulfill my need, there's no one who could stop him. Why is this so important? Kim chaveruhu chalosh, because if his friend is weak, even though he might love him and he might be involved, Bitchayne be'einu yachal yashalom. I can't have full reliance. Lamrei shabarloi shechaveroi mirachim u'mashkiach alav. We already said the first two conditions have been met. He has such compassion, love, and care for him. He's so involved. He's thinking. He's active. But bipnei shal piroiv nivnoi mimenu ha'emtsoim hadrushim la'agshamas ritzoinai. But just because he has all of that, if he doesn't have that strength, if he's weak, if he could be stopped in doing what he wants to do, so then he's not going to be able to get me what I need, and I therefore cannot fully rely on him. But once the person has these three conditions, then it's much more of a reason that I should rely on him, because he has the compassion and care. He's involved in my life, actively involved, and he's not someone who could necessarily be stopped. He's strong, and he's able to fulfill the needs that I need. Hagoyim Haravi, what is the fourth condition? Shechaveroi yodea eze dvar mevien loy teales. He understands what I need. V'loy nelam ma mechaveroi mashu toiv avuroi. And it's not hidden from him. He knows what's best for me. But it's not just on the surface, externally, what I need. Deep down in who I am and what I am, in my entire foundation and existence, he knows what's best. I can't rely on him if he doesn't know all of this. But when he will have all of these four conditions, he knows what's good for me, and he has the ability to fulfill them. And he's very actively involved that nothing will be lacking. And plus he has compassion, love, and care. That's going to make my reliance on him even stronger. And we will end here with the fourth condition.